prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Sound like I'm quiet to you? As loud as I'm hollering, you call me quiet?
Well, this is a report. We heard.
I'm hollering loud because I can back up every word. And I'll whoop any man in the world, and I want everybody out there on TV to know it. I am the greatest.
Those were the timeless words of the great Muhammad Ali. On Friday, the 3rd of June 2016, one of the greatest sportsmen and human beings who ever lived passed on at the age of 74, 32 years after battling Parkinson's disease. And after a lifetime of out-talking and out-punching his opponents, death was the only thing he couldn't beat. But even in death, Muhammad Ali is victorious, and his name will forever live on till the end of time. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today's show is entirely dedicated to the memory of the man known as the greatest, the legendary Muhammad Ali. My name is Tunde Koiki. We'll take a very short break and we'll be right back.
In sports, overstatement is a given. Moments routinely hailed as unforgettable. Feats regularly acclaimed as unbelievable. Athletes repeatedly saluted as unassailable. But there was only one who declared himself the greatest and really, truly was just that.
Who's the heavyweight champion of the world?
Only one. So start right there. You cannot overstate anything on the subject of Muhammad Ali. At one time, not just the world's best fighter, but its most famous person, and arguably its most important. His story unfolds as an epic, consisting of chapters that each provide their own sagas, their own indelible morals and memories. There was the young boxer born Cassius Clay, phenom as a youngster and amateur, a gold medalist at the Rome Olympics, and then as a pro, the owner of the fastest hands ever seen on a heavyweight. That speed made him a rule breaker from the start, a fighter who openly defied the sport's cardinal rule, keeping his fists at his side, until suddenly they weren't. The speed, however, quickly became a sidelight to the sound.
He's the greatest!
Yeah!
He's the prettiest!
Yeah!
And I'll whoop any man.
Victories guaranteed down to the round. Poetic boasts and taunts.
Clay swings with his left. Clay swings with his right. Look at young Cassius carry the fight.
The magnetic personality unlike any ever seen in sports.
We're gonna float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Oh, rumble, young man, rumble.
Oh. Realize this, though. It all would have been a mere footnote, just something curious to be remembered, if he hadn't delivered on his biggest promise. If he hadn't actually been both the butterfly and the bee. If he hadn't, in fact, become the heavyweight champion on February 25th, 1964, in Miami Beach.
They might be stopping it. That might be all, ladies and gentlemen.
Everything changed that night for boxing, for sports, and for the life of the 22-year-old kid who now called himself Muhammad Ali, a member of the Nation of Islam.
Cassius is not my name no more.
Officially Muhammad Ali now.
Muhammad Ali, right. Muhammad Ali, that's my name.
From that moment on, he was no longer just a great fighter, but a living, breathing, ranting, and punching crossing point for the most polarizing issues of the time. Race, religion, and soon enough, Vietnam.
You won't even stand up for me in America for my religious beliefs, and you want me to go somewhere and fight, but you won't even stand up for me here at home.
He was the heavyweight champion of the world, but in many places as reviled as anyone in the country. And a figure of controversy unlike any other in sports. In the spring of 1967, when he formally refused induction into the armed forces, he was stripped of his title. Legally, his case would wind through the system. In the meantime, he was left to linger in boxing exile.
My title will be taken without me being whooped.
No!
One more time.
No!
That's all I can do.
The gap lasted more than 3 years. 3 years forever lost in the middle of his prime. When he came back, the landscape in the ring had changed.
And still, heavyweight champion of the world, Joe Frazier.
There was a new undefeated champion, and he was nothing like Muhammad Ali.
He can't talk, he can't box, he can't dance, he can't do no shuffle, and he writes no poems.
The fight of the century was on March 8, 1971, at Madison Square Garden in New York. An event as anticipated as any in sports history.
This is well.
A night when two warriors found a way to surpass that anticipation.
Muhammad Ali has never taken such a battering.
Muhammad Ali lost that night for the first time, but also redefined himself yet again as a fighter not just with peerless speed and charisma, but also will, heart, and desire. That's the Ali who journeyed to the center of Africa in 1974, a mesmerizing icon to the millions who hailed his arrival. A heavy underdog to another new and seemingly unbeatable champion.
For a man like George that comes out with those things.
Ali is fighting him to punch.
How did Ali beat George Foreman in the Rumble in the Jungle? Through a scheme as outlandish as it was brilliant, and a resolve he knew was more powerful than even the hardest punches. The final indelible image came from another far-flung corner of the world, an island nation in the Pacific, where Ali traveled in search of a decisive conclusion to his greatest rivalry.
It's going to be a thriller. And a chiller and a killer when I get the gorilla in Manila.
But in the thriller in Manila, what Ali and Frazier revealed was something else entirely. A vision perhaps never seen before or since of just how far two men can push their bodies and souls in search of triumph.
It's all over.
He is tough.
He's a great fighter. I'm so tired, I don't want to do nothing.
There was, of course, a price to be paid, and one many other fighters paid as well. None of their cases, though, resonated as poetically as Ali's. The loudest man in the world silenced. The fighter who could not be felled by the mightiest of punches, ultimately succumbing to their cumulative effect with a lifetime sentence. In the long, quiet hereafter of those post-ring years, however, Muhammad Ali didn't have to say any more. He had already made an impact worthy of 1,000 lives. He had already communicated so much to so many more than any one man might dare dream. That's what serves as the link between his collection of extraordinary chapters. His ability, his audacity, his poetry.
I can drown a drink of water and kill a dead tree. Wait till you see Muhammad Ali.
His conviction, his courage, his rage.
Never, never make me no underdog, and never talk about who's gonna stop me. Well, ain't nobody gonna stop me.
His strength, his spirit, his legend.
Bigger than boxing. I am bigger than all the champions put together. I'm bigger than the Super Bowl, the Rose Bowl, the Kentucky Derby, the 500. When I go, the world, truly, the world listens.
At its essence, what must never be forgotten about his life is that it meant so much to so many. As many, no doubt, as any life in the last century of history, and perhaps beyond. Remember, there's no overstating when it comes to Muhammad Ali. He wasn't the greatest because he said he was. He was the greatest because no one else would dare argue otherwise.
We'd like to thank our good friends at HBO Boxing for that incredible tribute to Muhammad Ali. My name is Tunde Koiki, and from all of us here at Complete Sports Studios, we'd once again like to dedicate today's show to the legendary Muhammad Ali. May his soul rest in peace.
I can see clearly. If anybody asks you who I am, just stand up tall, look them in the face and say, I'm that star up in the sky, I'm that mountain peak up high. Hey, I made it, I'm the world's greatest. And I'm that little bit of hope, when my back's against the ropes, I can feel it, I'm the world's greatest.
In the ring of life, I'll reign love.
I will reign,
and the world will notice a king.
Oh yeah, yeah.
In the darkness, oh, I shine a light,
shine a light,
and mirrors of success reflect in me.
Me,
I'm that star up in the sky,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
That mountain peak
up high.
Yeah, I made it.
Said I made it.
I'm the world's greatest.